I'm not gonna help you. You're gonna help him, man. You're gonna help him. I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies. What are they gonna say about him? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man. He was a wise man. He had plans. He had wisdom. Bullshit, man. Am I gonna be the one that's gonna set them straight? Look at me, wrong.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in. The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing. Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it if they can't take it home. They'll burn it if they can't burn it. They'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Well, it's time for Brainwashing 13. I am your host, Sean Kennedy, for yet another riveting, exciting journey into the world of cyberculture and all the rest of it. Just in case you're curious and you want to know what's going on, this is The Cult of Brainwashing, Issue 1-3. The one you've all wanted, the one you wanted to hear. And this particular issue, I'm recording from my house, not from the Sim Studio. So it's going to be a little bit fast and furious because I got some information we got to get out. First and foremost, what everyone wants to hear, what everyone wants to see, hear, and say. What has happened is that the virus manifesto came out last week. Now, when that virus manifesto came out, what does that mean? Well, that means that now we now know what is involved with being a member of cult, what your responsibilities are, what clan responsibilities are, all the rest of it. Okay, that's what you know and what you've got to move along with. So the time has come for us to give credit where credit is due. Yes, it's time to name the Guardians. So rather than screw around and leave it till like the end of the show or whatever, I'm going to do it right now. Now, I may miss someone. If I do, then that's fine. But we can always add them later. So there's the initial people from the first wave that I wanted to go over and, make sure that they're the ones who got involved. There's the ones who have been heavily going on doing their thing. And I want to make sure that people are aware of who's been doing their gig, who's been doing the job, who's been standing up and taking the bows and taking the hits for cult. Now, there is a few people who in the organization who may or may not get mentioned right now. They may or may not get nailed. They may or not be the ones that I mentioned off the top. They're like, oh man, you know, I was talking to Sean and he said he'd make me a guardian and because of all the work I did doing this and now he's not. He's all forgotten about me, you know, and he doesn't give a shit. That's not the case. What the case is that I got a lot of people I had to go over, and if I forgot people's names, please don't be pissed at me. It's not my fault. I'm just, you know, doing the cult leader thing over here. I'm trying to keep track of everything, and it's a little bit difficult from time to time. So, without further ado, let's discuss who are the Guardians. Who are the people who are going to be listed, named, and all the rest of it. So, these are people who are listed as Guardians. Now, it should be noted that Guardians does not mean that they're any better or any worse than anyone else. It just means that they're people who have shown a deep and level of commitment to cult, and what we're trying to accomplish here as a counterculture movement. And they are the ones who will be helping me out as things progress. Like, I can't do everything on my own here. I can't be the guy in charge of everything. I can't be the one who does, you know, every little last detail. I'll burn out. I'll die. And it's not fair to put those kind of, you know, demands on myself or on anyone else. So I think these folks may be the ones to help me out. These may be the guys who want to, have me just give me a hand. Okay, give me a hand to shit. So here they are. I'm going to go over them now. Gargoyle Apoc. No brainer there.
there. He's the prophet doing a ton of work. Prophet Smokehouse, again, another no-brainer. If anyone wants to know if I die in a large fiery ball of snot somewhere, because, you know, I don't know, the CIA come for me or something like that, Smokehouse is taking over the entire organization. Does this mean that Smokehouse has any say in anything that happens right now? No, doesn't mean shit. Matter of fact, well, I smack that little cripple around all the time. But the fact of the matter is, no, but seriously, he's a good buddy. But don't think, oh, well, he's like second in command. No, there is no second in command, okay? That's not how it works. That's not how the organization works. But we have to have a contingency plan in case I get hit by a bus. Ergo, earlier in the week when I was fucking smacked all around. Anybody else call Smokehouse a cripple but me and I'll fucking cut their head off. Okay, Sumerian. Now, Sumerian as a gargoyle is not going to be required to post to the site. If you read your gargoyle section under Guardians, they say that they got to post to the site every day. He has usurped that because he runs Rant Radio, which is broadcasting 24/7 and is the reason why all of you even know about cults. So he is the only one who gets usurped from that. Now, incidentally, before we go any further here, I mean, these were all no-brainers, APOC, Smoke, and Sim, that they would be involved. Any of the people I mention now who do not want to be Guardians, like they realize what it is to be a Guardian of that clan, like they read the manifesto and they're like, whoa, shit, Sean, I mean, and understandably so, they say, man, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to do this, man. I don't want to be the guy who's responsible to do this shit. Like, do you have any idea how much work that is, man? I don't know if I want to do this. At that stage, I understand. I totally understand, and there'll be no, you know, malice towards these people. I'm not going to shit all over them and say, oh, you're an idiot, la, 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 how dare you, you know, deny that great privilege. I mean, shit, man, that's a lot of work. So I can't sit there and, you know, freak all out on these people. So if anyone gets sort of torqued, pissed off, whatever, and they don't want to be a Guardian, or they just, they can't afford to make that kind of time commitment, they can't afford to do that, then that's fine. I just let me know and they won't be Guardians. That's it. I mean, it's really easy not to be a Guardian. So with that said, let's go on a little bit further from there and talk about what's involved with who's going to be a Guardian. So past APOC, Smoke, and Sim, there's Prophet Holy Dio. Holy Dio has done a boatload of work in a series of different operations, which I find he very, very handy. He's been a good guy. He shows all the work and has gone through it. Prophets Zerstor and Fork, or Fork and Zerstor. No-brainer there. Those two by themselves came up with all of the clan logos. They are responsible for the look and feel of all the clan symbols. They're a huge, huge influence on cult. They're the reason why cult looks as cool as it does. Very, very cool. So Fork and Zerstor, I mean, almost all the art they do anyway is towards cult. So yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer there that they're going to be involved with it. Decker Integrity. Decker Integrity has been a long-time hardcore member. He's done a lot of good stuff, so he's on in there. Gargoyle Simplex, partially for the Gargoyle Watch project, but I mean, that's it's off again, on again, but I mean, at least he's got the commitment to try and to strike out and to make a stand against child pornography in a cyber sense, so that we've got, you know, some hacktivism going on there. So Simplex, Ronan Medic. Ronan Medic is my right-hand man, okay? Never mind Smokehouse, let's talk about Ronan Medic for a second here. Medic helps me out all the time with a ton of crap. This is a lot more physical, real-world stuff than it is online stuff, so you guys, you know, who gives a shit what happens, not in the real world, right? But what happens online is only what you guys see, but what happens in the real world is that Ronan Medic helps me out a fucking ton, so that's how that works. Templar Knight. Ronan Templar Knight. Yes, well, no big surprise there. I haven't talked to Templar Knight in a while, but he's a hardcore guy. He's been helping out a whole ton of people. It gets back to me. People have been saying, yeah, Templar Knight helped me do this, Templar Knight helped me do that. Yeah, I talked to him when I was feeling bad. He's a real driving influence and an ideal member for this organization, and I'm really proud to call that guy brother, because he's a really good guy. And, you know, he never hassles me, he never talks to me. No doubt it's not because he hates my guts, it's because he doesn't want to bother me, because I've got too much shit going on, and that's pretty appreciated. But I just want to say that Templar Knight, wow, I mean, the guy's done a lot of work. Prophet No Deal. Have you seen the art he has created for Cult? Oh my god, what a talented guy. So, he's made, in my opinion, some of the coolest wallpapers that we have. I mean, for promotion, that's just very, 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 people look at that and they go, wow, what is this? And if the organization I'm a member of, so on and so forth. Gargoyle Raskolnikov. Raskolnikov is the right-hand man of APOC. He's also done a lot of work with me. He's also done a lot of work with the, I believe he's done some work with Simplex. He's kind of one of these guys who just sort of been around. He's real quiet, but does his thing and is a very, very solid dude. So I've got to say that Rask is going to be a Guardian if he wants it. That means that you have to post.
So also we have Ronan Sariette.
Why?
Because, well, it's Ronan Sariette. And Ronan Sariette does have a fairly deep commitment. Anyone who talks to Ronan Sariette, he shows up on the show. He is very, very into cult. He's the first guy to get a cult tattoo. He was the first Ronan, so on and so forth. Very, very cool. Incidentally, another cult member, I believe, has gotten himself a Nomad tattoo. But further bulletins on that, that's unconfirmed. We haven't got that solid. Prophet Tenshi. Prophet Tenshi, so far as I have seen, is one of the few guys who make cult music. Cult music is something that, as cool as the art is, the music is something that you can play in your car, you can broadcast, it's an oral hack. It can totally spread the word of cult. It can get it out, get it into people's faces so they realize what is going on and what is involved with the organization. They can begin to see that and see what is happening. So it's an amazing thing to have and a handy, handy utility, to be sure. I mean, nothing quite like music. So Tenshi from the UK, that guy slays ass. Vampire Soul Trance. Vampire Soul Trance was recommended to me by Apoc and Smoke. He says that he's been a solid guy and has just been above and beyond. So that's very cool. So yeah, Soul Trance Vampire Clan is in there. FT Rooster, for all of his dedicated posts on the few and far between Flesh Tripper stories we managed to post on the page. Rooster has been a longtime poster, very solid guy, and I believe he was actually the first Flesh Tripper who joined the organization. Now then, for the Cenobites. Now this one is a little bit this one's a little bit difficult to nail down, but I've got three Cenobites. I've got two Cenobites right now that I'm going to nail in and go from there and carry on. The first Cenobite is Babsy May. Babsy May, for all the work she did with Skip. I mean, holy cow, this chick went on and on and on and was just, you know, amazing as a, just as a friend, as a loyal cult member. And person was incredible. Very, very solid. The second person was, of course, Skip Radio, who was the guy in jail who Babsy May was helping. Now, you may think, well, that's kind of a ripoff. I mean, they're just friends normally. Yes, but Skip Radio was the guy who took it to H2K. He was the representative there. I mean, cut him right now. He's going to bleed cult colors. Extremely loyal guy, and credits cult almost entirely for getting him out of jail, which that's pretty sly. I mean, this is a pretty big thing we got going on here. It's a pretty large chunk of the organization that we've got happening, and I'm pretty proud to be a part of that. I'm pretty proud that we managed to help somebody who really needed it when they were in a time of pretty deep crisis. There's nothing like being able to help someone when they really desperately need it. That's what I find anyway, so very, very cool. Very, very cool. Skip Radio. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo. Thought I forgot about him, didn't you? Well, no. Echo is, for all his cult script and for his constant vigil in the IRC. Now, a lot of people were kind of pissed. Does that mean that Echo has the authority now to, like, ban people from the IRC? Echo has always had the authority to ban people from the IRC because Echo runs the fucking IRC. Cult is not the IRC. I'm gonna get into that in just a minute here, okay? Oh, no, not the hiccups. Okay, I got a cold glass of flat Coca-Cola now. Flat Coca-Cola. So, that's probably what I'm gonna be drinking for the remainder of this brainwashing. Let's get back to the Guardian, shall we? Who else is getting named here? Last one to be named was Gargoyle Echo. Prophet Nixter. Love that Nixter. Guy's done a ton of work. He's responsible for the Digital Da Vinci Project. Very, very solid guy. So I wanted to say, hey, right on. Thanks for the work. And I'm still gonna be sending him some clothing. I was supposed to send him a sweatshirt. Goddamn thing hasn't haven't sent it out yet. Reasons for this is because I'm doing a mass order all at once because Fork is still getting his shit too. And so don't think I've forgotten. That is still in the works. Very sorry it's taking this long. Just don't even ask. Okay, it's coming, right? Red 5. Red 5, the bandwidth pimp. Flesh Tripper, Red 5. I believe he is a Flesh Tripper. I could be wrong here. If I've gotten anyone's clan wrong, please do not piss me off. We've got 315 cult members now, okay, before the posting of New Blood, which I haven't done yet, but, I mean, holy shit, guys. You know, that's a lot of shit to remember all for one guy. I mean, let's be real. Back in the day, I didn't think this was going to get any bigger than, you know, 13, 14 guys, you know, to be honest with you. And now it's like, you know, we're fucking in five different countries all over the world. More than five countries are in Finland, Russia, South Africa, fucking Belgium, China, all over the United States. You know, holy shit, man. It's just everywhere. You can't get away, fucking people. Flat Coca-Cola. Okay, so, Red 5 for being the bandwidth pimp. Okay, he provides all the bandwidth for Rant Radio, in case you're wondering. And he also he donated the current cult server, which is very, very nice. And rather pleased about, actually. So other than Red 5, who else do we got here? We got Decker Chaos for work he has done with the Gargoyle Watch Project, amongst other things. And for his work that he put in back in the days of the Skip Radio Alert. Also, Ronan Cyber Samurai, relatively new guy, hasn't been floating around a lot, but he's absolutely 100% what cult is about. He's got it all going on, and he's really got a good grip of what it means to be in cult, and he's just an amazing guy. He's been helpful in a series of ways in the last little while, so that's really good.
good.
Decker Kodiak. Kodiak is another one of those Deckers. Imagine how all these Deckers are just really kind of quiet, you know? You never really hear about them. Yeah, well, that's the Deckers for you. Kodiak is in for a variety of things. He was helping out back in the day with, I believe he was helping out with Skip, and he's done some other things that have been really quite helpful, and he's also in good as well of 15-minute driving habits, which he can have said he's capable of doing. So that's something that Kodiak's involved with. So Decker Kodiak, he is also a Guardian. Hoongun Melio, which I believe is the only Hoongun who kind of made it in here. He is it, because he's been a longtime member, very, very solid guy, very, very devoted member, and kind of has a really good application of what Cult is about, is well aware of what's going on with it, all the rest. And for this, now this is not necessarily it. I may name a couple other people. This was the bulk. The last guy is Decker Dell from Finland. Decker Dell has been a hardcore member. He's put in a lot of time, and where needed, he's exercised his Decker skills. So if a lot of you are kind of like, well, what did these guys do? You know, why is this guy in and I'm not? And la la la, fucking la. I'd like to go over a couple things right now about what it means to be a Guardian. Being a Guardian is in no way a rank, nor is it a social clique. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know, man. I don't know what Cult's becoming here. I mean, there's people, they got all these cliques, and they're all together, and, you know, it's just like high school. Well, okay, it's like this, guys. There's a certain amount of cliqueness that is going to form no matter what. No matter where you go, you're going to have friends. But what, just because you're good friends with 10 guys, does that make you a clique? Or is that because you only hang out with your own strike team that you main? Does that make you a clique? No, it doesn't. What it does is it makes it that you've got friends within the organization. Now, if you sit there and they're like, well, you know, Echo, he's always like fucking, you know, exercising all his power, and he's all flexing in the RC. Yeah, sure, maybe Echo could use some lessons in diplomacy, okay? But the fact of the matter is that the guy has been running that IRC channel fucking day one, and if you don't happen to like the way that he's running the channels and the way he's doing the coding and the script, too fucking bad, okay? That's how that shit works. The guy has done a hell of a lot more for this organization than a lot of other people, okay? And if people are like, well, you know, Sean, I don't know, man, like, blah, blah, blah. Look, whoa, hey, let's all remember here, this is not a democracy. I keep on telling people this, and they think I'm fucking joking or something, okay? The whole purpose of this organization, this is a ship that is being steered by Patient Zero. That is it. We start getting into this fucking elections and la 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 la, yada 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 yada. What you guys gotta understand is sometimes, just sometimes, you gotta do what you're fucking told, okay? If you wanna make things happen. If everyone's all so concerned with, oh, well, you know, I gotta make sure I don't agree with exactly every single little piece of this, great, then don't get me involved. Don't do anything. I mean, no one's ever gonna stick a gun in your mouth and say, okay, this week we hate this person and we're going to destroy them. That is not what Cult is about. Cult is about community and about protecting ourselves. That is what Cult is about. That's why we don't go out and start looking for shit. Okay, that's why we're not all out there, you know, trying to fucking destroy Pete's stuff. We would have never reacted or acted on any of these people who Cult has acted upon if we were not attacked. Blatantly attacked. I mean, other than the child porn thing, but I mean, that's simply because somebody's got to stand up to these people because they're victimizing children. Cult is not a, you know, sort of a weird little social club or anything like that. We're not the Rant Radio fan club. We're not open to everybody. If you don't like how Cult is developing, if you don't like how Cult is going, how it's all happening, get the fuck out. Leave. I don't care. If because of this Guardian statement, 150 fucking members left, okay, and we were down to 165 members, I'd be like, great. Absolutely awesome. Get the fuck out. Absolutely. I would rather have, and I said this back in the beginning for guys who were there, okay, I would rather have 40 guys in Cult who are all hardcore, who all were on the same page and who all had the same game plan, than fucking 5,000 people who did not have a clue as to what was going on, okay? If you quit Cult as some, like, big statement or whatever, and that's what you want to do, okay, that's fine. That's fine. We bear no malice to you, okay? The guy came back to me afterwards and said, hey, man, you know, I see what Cult's become now, and I want to be a member. Sorry, it's a one-way door, okay? You're either in or you're out. And people are like, well, hang on, what about Nomad 316, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no rules are ever specific, okay? I'm not going to start writing blanket rules for everyone, but generally, the guideline is, you leave Cult, you're not coming back, okay? That's how it works, all right? So just so it's all above the table, you can't say you didn't fucking know, all right? Brainwashing 13, there it is, right on the fucking page. Now, I'm getting a little sick, okay? I'm getting really sick of everybody whining and crying and bitching about what's going on in the IRC, okay? I understand that what is said in the IRC affects people, because right now, the IRC is the major method of communication. Now, what I want to do here is I'm putting a call out right now, okay? Right now, I wanted to do this myself, okay? But I can't do it, neither can APOC. We both got our fucking hands full. So, one of the Deckers, maybe Dell, maybe Integrity, maybe one of you guys, advice. If one of you guys can find somebody, or if somebody put the call out, or find a page, or fucking enlist someone, or recruit someone, or fucking take a hostage, I don't give a shit. But we need someone who knows something about VRML. Okay, for those of you who don't know, VRML is virtual reality. I think it's machine language or interface language or some shit like that. VRML. Okay, this book called Avatars. Don't know the publisher, but do a search on the web on VRML. Okay, it'll set you right fuck up. You'll be able to see what I'm talking about. VRML is what we want the Nidus site built out of. Now, we were originally talking about doing things with, like, Rogue Spear or maybe the Half-Life engine, and so we could build maps and then we could interact with each other there versus the IRC channel, because right now the IRC is getting kind of old. Okay, it's getting kind of old. I mean, we got this channel. It's a great place to communicate. We have, like, 150 people in there, but I do have source to a fat chunk of bandwidth where I can park a computer that's willing to be donated if we had a decent VRML site. Okay, and a lot of guys are like, man, I can't, you know, I'd like to do something for Cult, but I don't know what to do. You want to do something for Cult? I need people who know VRML, because we can build something here that everybody has wanted to do, but no one can do because no one's thought of a way to make money with it, okay? But Cult can bring the street into being, okay? We can make this happen. We can do this, but we have to remain organized and we have to remain structured. People are like, well, you know, they're all fighting and shit and la 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 la. People cause shit within Cult, I cut them off, period. That's the end of the fucking list. Why? Try to imagine what would happen if I didn't, okay? Five guys are fighting, okay? Somebody goes, chop. Hey, Sean, I don't agree with the fact that you kicked Optic out. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with what you did there. Well, that's fair. Why don't you agree? States his opinion, I state mine. Okay, great. Does that change anything? Not a goddamn thing. Well, I'm still mad about that, Sean. How mad are you? I'm pretty mad. Do you want to leave? Well, yeah, because you're a fascist. Great, get the fuck out, okay? If I boot someone out and 30 other people leave, great, okay? Because we've got to think of the whole. We got to think of the group. We've got to move forwards with this thing, okay? If you guys want to go and fucking start your own little groups and do whatever, and maybe an organization's like the people who hate Cult and who got kicked out by it, okay? Right on. Okay, party on, Garth. I do not give a fuck, okay? The fact remains that do not know what it takes to run one of these organizations. You gotta fucking have a certain degree of steel fistness with it. Now, I don't go waving around a fucking gun saying that I'm gonna start booting people and kicking and banning and all sorts of shit, and anyone who does think I do that has never been exposed to people who are like that, alright? I try to run this thing firm but fair, and it's gotta go. And more than that, I wanna give everybody freedom. Fuck, it's all supposed to be about just being cool. Hello? First standard, be cool. Okay, everybody free, Jack. Okay, everyone just get along. That's the whole guideline. Don't fucking throw shit at each other, and I don't give a shit who starts it, okay? It takes two to fucking dance. If some guy's gonna be a dick, okay? I mean, this thing with Optic, alright? This thing with Optic. Optic got on the IRC channel, was wing nutty, okay? I booted his ass out. Why did I boot his ass out? Nothing wrong with the guy. I liked the guy. Thought he was a good guy. A lot of people thought I should have booted his ass out a while ago. Smokehouse was up my ass about this, okay? He had his walker in my intestinal tract, okay, over me not kicking him out. He's like, what are you, fucking stupid? He's sitting there calling me down, saying, Sean, the only reason why you haven't kicked this asshole out is because he was going to give you a car, okay? That was the only reason why you didn't kick this asshole out. You're a fucking sellout, la 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 la, okay? Was he right? No, but the fact remains is he's gone. He's gone. The guy's gone. Why? Gave him three chances. Cult is not the IRC, okay? Cult is not the IRC. Cult was formed so that you people could have a sense of community and communicate on your own. You don't have to clear things through me. I don't even want to be fucking involved. I should be dealing with how to get shirts out, fucking structure things, writing the book of the damned, sending out formats and guidelines and standards and shit. You don't phone the people who wrote the IEEE standards for tech support. It doesn't work like that, okay? That's not how it's supposed to fucking go. You're supposed to be able to just deal with things, deal with people, and be fucking cool. If you're not cool with these people, then fine, okay? If you're friends with someone who's not in Cult, who Cult pissed off at, that's fine too, okay? That's great. We are a defensive, militant organization. We are about protecting ourselves. Does that mean we're all gonna fucking live in a big camp somewhere with slice wire around us? Well, ideally, yes, it'd be really nice. But unfortunately, we don't have the funding that. Hell, not a lot of people bought shirts yet. But partially, this is my fault too, because, hey, Sean, we would have bought shirts if your fucking address was right on the goddamn page. Yeah, I know, and it's not my fault. So that's something that's going on there, okay? And I'll be honest with you, when I had to fucking remove Skip from the outfit, I mean, I got a big email from the guy. He was, of course, imagine that. He was all pissed off. You know, I bear no malice to the guy. Don't go fucking, don't freak out. Don't attack the guy. I mean it, don't. He's a good guy. He's just, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Sometimes it doesn't work. You know, you try really fucking hard. Sometimes it just simply does not work. And it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. But I mean, well, you kicked him out because he was in there. I'm through justifying, okay? If you want to know why the guy was removed, fucking ask someone else, okay? I'm not in the fucking mood to bicker, all right? Cult is not the IRC. Optic was not booted for what he was said in the IRC. That was part of it, okay? But there's more to it, all right? Just so you know, all right? And I've tried to be very fair about this. I've tried try to be fair. If you don't like the way I'm running the show, hey, go start your own fucking cult, okay? And see how much you like it.
Bitch, let me tell you.
So, a lot of people are like, well, Sean, you're really cold with this fucking, you know, this people quit thing. Well, yeah. Yeah, I am. You bet. Absolutely. Because I would, like I said, I want to get rid of all the chaff. Not everybody who's in cult is hardcore, okay? Once we get really big, what I'd like to do is I'd like to have everyone say, hey, if you still want to be in cult, send me an email. If you don't send me the email, I cut you off. That's it. You're gone, okay? Cult is not just something you join and then you fucking throw it in the closet, all right? That's not the idea here. Well, that's a little unfair, don't you think? That's a little unfair. No, fuck fair, okay? This is an organization for active people who wish to be involved. Well, you never put your brainwashings out on time. Yeah, that's true. You're guilty as charged, okay? But at least I fucking do them. At least I get them, all right? I try as hard as I can. I push as much as I can with what I got, and that's all anybody can ask of me. If I'm not doing enough, great. Okay, whatever. All right, I'm a failure. And the first guy to step up and thinks he can do a better job, let me know, all right? I mean, the only other guy who I would think has got a real clue as to what fucking cult is about are the people I've mentioned here in the Guardian list, okay? Between these guys here, any one of these guys are amazing fellas, okay? The only guy who I've worked really closely with, the only reason why Smokehouse has got the ball in case, I don't know, I get hit by a bus or I get arrested, okay, is because, well, Smokehouse has been around for a long fucking time. I've worked with him a lot, and I'm very, very confident he will keep what my original dream was when I started this fucking thing intact, okay? He's the one who knows what's happening. And anybody who ever talks to Smokehouse will actually realize what I'm talking about is true. So that's pretty much how that works. A little bit of personal thing about what's been going on in my life. How's my back? Yeah, I got smoked this week. Yeah, I got rear-ended. I'm okay. No problems. I mean, fuck, I get out of the hospital. I go to the IRC page, or go to the cult page, and everyone's like, patient zero removed on spine board. I'm like, holy fuck, that's just perfect, right? So, thanks a lot for all your prayers. Thanks for all your spells. Thanks for everything you guys have done. It actually made me feel pretty good. It's a pretty amazing feeling. The community, anybody who tells me that the internet brings people, you know, divides people is smoking very fucking high-grade chiva, because, I mean, there's more people who have been together and stronger in a community from all over the world. I mean, people really give a shit, you know? Because of cult, guys like Skip Radio weren't alone when they got dropped into the shitter, you know? Because how many people get dropped in the shitter like that? Nobody fucking cares. Nobody gives a shit, you know? Where's the family for these people? Where are they? They're nowhere, okay? But because of the internet, because of the community that we've developed, look at that. Look at that. Look at what you did. Did I do that? Did I do that? I didn't send Skip a fucking dime. Not one dime, okay? Halt did that. You did that. All the members did that, okay? That's what it's about. That's what's involved. If you step back and you marvel at that, we cleared landmines, man. We saved like fucking 10 hectares of rainforest. What do you want here, you know? I mean, would it be any chance that any one of us could have completed something like that? No way. No way. It's the strength comes from solidarity and respect. Be cool. As long as we adhere to the 10 cult standards and we move along and move forward protecting ourselves, ensuring that as we travel, we remain open-minded. You learn, you read, you immerse yourself, okay? Broadband. Just thirst after media, man. Fucking go for it. You've got to go for it. You got to check some. You got to make sure that everything's confirmed. Don't just take what I say. Yeah, Sean K is the fucking man. Hello, that's just title. That's just something I put on the end of my name. I'm just a guy. I'm just one guy sitting here staring at a computer screen just like you. Just like you. Oh, probably fatter. That's about it, okay? So, here it is. It's not really a really upbeat brainwashing. It's not really, you know, my usual, you know, cut fucking child pedophile people's heads off with, you know, machetes and shit. But it's very important and we all need to realize this. And if you don't think cults going the direction you want to go, hey, that's cool. I respect that. You can leave and there'll be no malice or no hatred to work, okay? But for the people who stay, the people who remain, people who will stand there and go, you know, Sean, I don't agree with everything you do, but 99% of the time, you're all right. Fuck, 80% of the time, you're all right. Matter of fact, I think you're a dick, but I think what you're trying to do is okay. And you know, you can say that about me. That's fine. I don't mind that. I got broad shoulders, all right? But when it comes right down to it, it's about you and about you doing things, working together as a community. People never thought the cyber community could be allied. That's why it has not been done. That's why this has not been done before, is that nobody thought it could be organized because, well, everyone's too diverse. And it was only through the clan structure that I figured out how to do this shit. And it's working. It is working. We're getting new blood every day. It's amazing, amazing concept. And think about this. Cult's only been around for like 6-7 months now. Where are we going to be in 5 years? Where are we going to be? And you'll be there. You'll be the ones on the backbone of this fucking building, all right? Just before I go, I'd like to make an apology, a specific apology to someone, because, you know, I dropped the ball from time to time on the last What the Hell show that was up. Prophet Holy Dio called in, and the guy has a method of speaking which is very, very rapid. And I talk pretty fast, too. People will give shit in. During this, it was just so overwhelming that we were, you know, well, fuck, we made fun of the guy. And I guess Dirch talked to me about it. He sent me an email, and he said, you know, Sean, that was kind of a dank thing to do, man. You know, what the fuck? You're supposed to be sitting there being
all Mr., you know, we're outcasts, we're all together, you know, these people and all this stuff, yet you're making fun of some guy because of the way he talks. That's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. You shouldn't do it. You gotta be, you know, like, well, what's the score? And I thought about that, and rather than try to defend it, you know what? I fucked up. That was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. A bit of a mistake there. Blatant mistake. Horrible, you know, and everybody else, nobody else is patient zero. I'm the one who should have fucking made a call, and I didn't. Holy deal. Sorry, man. I didn't fucking shit you off. I was just being stupid. So Sean owes Holy deal $1, but yeah, there you go. So I'm sorry, man. So there you go. So that's it for this week. Well, just 2 weeks and 2 weeks and 2 days or whatever the hell. You know, deadlines. You know, it's all gray. You know. All right, guys. Hey, take care, all right? Keep the faith and be cool with each other. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.